Did we find Bin Laden because, like, remember that movie with Jessica
Chastain?
Zero
Dark Thirty. Yeah,
Zero Dark Thirty. Mm-hmm. Some woman who works in the military was like, she was obsessed with finding Bin Laden.
There was one woman in particular about whom that character was based. It was actually a group of women, though. It was just there was a group of women and then like a couple guys, but she was obsessed with it. And
was she as hot as Jessica Chastain?
She was hot.
You met her?
Yeah, I know her. Not Jessica Chastain. No, I don't know.
No, I mean, was the real chick? Real woman?
I know her. Yeah, I promised I would never describe her, but yeah, she's attractive.
She's attractive.
Yeah, and she's just badass. Like, just one of the most badass people I've ever met.
You didn't have sex with her, did you?
No, I did not.
What?
No, I did not.
Why are you smiling?
Because I'm thinking about my fiance listening to this, saying, if you screwed the Bin Laden girl, remind him you're getting married next month.
So why did you meet with that woman? She described to you what was going on?
Well, no, she was the one that found him, and then she was there to tell, we were one of five options, and she was there to tell us how she found him and why the situation was set up the way it was. And she was sort of observing our training, and she stayed with us the entire time.
And she was such an expert. She knew that Bin Laden would most likely be on the third floor.
She knew where everybody would be, and she was 100% right on everybody.
So when you suddenly became, you weren't point man that day.
No. And there's never a set point man.
Oh.
But I did not, our tactics dictate that based on who goes where, anyone can end up in any position, but I was not the guy going, no, I was not the point man.
So verify this for me.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, there's a boss. Who's your boss? Like, what is his rank?
He would be an O-5, so he'd be commander.
He's commander.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's on the ground, and then we have an admiral back at the base.
Right. And are you second in command?
No, I was.
You're just part of the team.
Part of the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get there, and
we had a very senior team. These are the best operators we had.
Right. When you make your way that night into the house.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was such an expert. She tells you that Khalid Bin Laden
would be on the stairs.
That's the son.
Yes.
That you will encounter him.
Yeah. She said there, I don't know where they are because I don't know what the inside looks like, but there will be stairs and Khalid Bin Laden will be on the stairs armed.
Now,
and he's last line of defense.
One of the SEALs must speak Arabic or something.
He knew enough to say, come here in two different languages.
So whispers in Arabic.
He whispered, Khalid.
Come here, Khalid.
Khalid, come here. Khalid, come here in two different languages.
Khalid shows his face.
And he shot him.
Shot him right in the head.
Right in the head at close range. And it was just
Do you shoot in the head first? Are you afraid because someone's wearing body armor?
Yeah, no, body bombs. And people, when you shoot people in the chest, they don't die as quickly as you would think, as they do in the movies.
Why not two to the body and then one to the head?
No, always to the head, because a hostage situation, a suicide bomber, shoot him in the head, take him down. And
really?
That's it. Yeah.
Isn't the head the hardest? Like, that's
it's
a hard
shot.
Shot.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough shot.
But you guys are so trained, you shoot for the head
first.
Yeah,
especially that close. And the way he did
How close are you to Khalid when you fucking
I was about going up the stairs in a train. I was like seven guys back, so I was just watching. And I just stuck around because, like, I got to see what happens. There's two grown men that are separated by a banister that are going to try to murder each other. I got to see what happens.
And your guys are literally, what, 2-3 feet away from him?
Yeah, about
that. So that's an easy headshot
for
you guys.
But you got to get the shot first because he's hiding behind a thing. So you got to lure him out, which they did. And he was armed, so this is all well within their rules of engagement.
So the room is dark.
Was on the stairwell, and then we went up the stairs. After
and so,
that.
Hey, Khalid, blah, blah, blah. He shows up, bam, right in the fucking head.
Right in the head, on the stairs. And we all stepped over Khalid. We walked up the stairs.
Now, you walk up the stairs, mm-hmm. and the point man, and by point man, I mean the guy in
the
lead.
He's the guy in front. He's the guy in front pointing forward. He's
that
leading
takes balls to be the front
yes,
guy.
Yes, it does, and he was a bad motherfucker.
And the bad motherfucker who's doing the point work,
mm-hmm.
he sees what before you get to Bin Laden?
Well, he went up to the second floor. We just killed Khalid on the stairs. We walked to the second floor. He's pointing up the last set of stairs. And the guys in between him and me, now they need to go left and right to clear the different rooms because you want to clear unknown spaces, get unknown people out
of
there.
Do you guys yell out, clear?
Nothing.
Nothing?
We don't say anything. We just go on body language.
Do you do those cool hand signals where you go?
That's actually true. We do. Yeah. Just based
that.
On it's all barrel movements and stuff like that and just nodding. Because you don't want to yell clear or fire in the hole because you might as well yell, hey, I'm right here.
Right.
Yeah. So it's dark. It's quiet. He's going up. And then I turn into the two man. So I'm behind him with my hand on his shoulder.
Right.
And that positive contact, again, is just effective communication, letting him know you have a guy here. And so because he's not going to look back.
Right.
He's pointing up through a curtain. And I'm just looking for more guys. We didn't have any more guys.
So you're looking in a different direction than he is.
Yep,
you
looking
guys
back.
Got that. That's like ballet. You guys got that
it
all
is.
Worked
he's,
out.
He's the front, I'm the back. And so I'm waiting for more guys. So when we have enough, I squeeze him. He knows that someone told him we have enough. But I didn't squeeze him yet because we didn't have any guys.
And he spots two women and he jumps them, right?
Well, not yet. He saw him behind the curtain, and that's why he started telling me. He didn't know it was me, but he knew it was one of his guys.
Right.
He started saying, hey, we got to get up these stairs because they're putting on vests. He's just sort of saying, we got to go, we got to go, we got to go, because we got to stop them before they blow us all up.
Hey, let me ask you something. When you're doing a mission like that, do you ever think, hey, some of these guys that you train with are kind of weak links and you don't want them behind you?
No.
You trust every one of them?
Especially on this team. There was no doubt.
They're elite.
Everybody there was what we call a pipe hitter.
Right.
Yeah, these were just bad
Why
dudes.
Do we call them a pipe hitter?
I don't know. I just you hit people with pipes. It sounds like a bad dude.
I'm going to fucking use that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Please do.
My friend, Freddie's my pipe hitter. Hit me right in the pipe. So let me understand something. So the point guy sees these two.
He sees them moving behind a curtain.
And what does he do? He just jumps.
No, he wants to go up the stairs, but he's not going by himself. And he finally convinced me, even though we didn't have anybody, I was like, all right. And he was being brave. I was just being, let's get it over with. I'm tired of thinking about it. So I squeezed him. And that's when we went up the stairs. He moved this curtain and he jumped on these women. He didn't know who they were, but he assumed they were suicide bombers. So he gave his life.
What a brave guy. He was going to jump on them.
He did jump on them.
So
the guy behind him could get a shot.
Oh my God! Yeah. And if they had a bomb, he would have blown up with them.
Yeah, we probably all would have. But he knew he might save everybody.
Is that
else.
Something you guys specifically train for? If you see someone with
No,
that's too crazy.
That's just this situation, this high value target. We came here to get Bin Laden. If I need to do this, we went in there preparing to die to get him.
So because he's now busy with these
two, he went that way. I turned right because that's just what the.
And
tactics.
That's why you killed Bin Laden, because now you become point man.
I just turned right in the room, and there I am with Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. Now you're in the lead. Is someone behind you with their hand on your
Not
shoulder?
Not quite. They were a bit behind me, but they weren't quite there yet. When he jumped on them, I turned, and I took the shot from the doorway.
Do you think this guy who was point before you, do you think he's a little bit upset with you because he would have been the guy to shoot Bin Laden probably?
I would hope not. Yeah. And I'll be the first to admit, he got me up there.
Right,
like I did. He had the balls in the room.
So that's when you get to the third floor, mm-hmm. and you know that woman Jessica Chastain had told you, "Hey,
well, Bin Laden." She said, "If you kill Khalid, Jessica Chastain personally told me, if you kill Khalid,
right.
Bin Laden will be on the neck. He's the last line of defense." So I just turned the corner. There he was, and it happened that fast.
There he was.
Yeah.
Boom. And because
we're talking
of your training,
3 feet away.
Then you're like pop, pop.
Yep.
Into his head. Pop, pop, pop. Into his head.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I heard
God.
Him take his last breath. I saw his tongue stick out.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Is that what happens when you hit a guy in the head? His tongue sticks out.
Yeah, head splits open, tongue sticks out. It was
fucking
crazy.
Awesome.
It was crazy.
Do you ever have dreams about it?
I can close my eyes and see it anytime I want. Dreams? No, I don't. I don't dream about that mission. If people ask about nightmares and stuff, if there's ever a nightmare, it's like getting attacked by a dinosaur.
Did he try to say anything?
No, he didn't say a word. I didn't say a word.
Did he shit himself when he died?
I don't know that. I'm assuming so. A lot of people do.
That motherfucker.
Are you part of the group that gets his body and takes it out to sea?
No,
we
brought him back. We brought him back in a body bag, and then we turned him over to another unit. And that was all pre-planned. They were there to do that, so they flew him out to the ship.
Let's take a silent pause for a second. Thank God you were successful in your mission. And let's reflect on this. We got Bin Laden.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And you're out of all the people in the military, you put the bullet in him 3 times.
It just the tactics got me there.
God bless you. The Howard Stern Show.